If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
We're on.
Testosterone is. Testosterone is.
It's a chest beating
today.
This,
you guys, that idea. The idea we had to not masturbate for a week works. Look how angry we are.
I'm ready to lift things and throw it.
Considering I had like 1 hour of sleep last night, I'm super pumped right now.
You almost said exhausted, you liar. Why did you only have 1 hour of sleep?
It was hot last night, dude. I do not sleep well when it's hot.
You don't have air conditioning?
I do blowing right on my ass, too.
So poor Katrina,
right up it?
She's in the room and she's like, The air conditioned air is blowing off your ass into the rest of the air.
He needs a certain core temperature in his butthole.
This is
constantly, so he's got to blow that air in there
inside the ass.
Literally, yeah. This is what it looks like in my house in the middle of the night. I've got one of those portable ACs, and you know it keeps for my master bedroom. As long as like the master bedroom is cold or cool, I'm fine. Like the rest of I can bear that. I'm never in the house all day long. I'm fucking gone all day. So, you know, as long as my bedroom is cold, I'm cool. And it keeps, and I know people are going to be like, what? Because it keeps it below 70, but I like my room like low 60s.
Yeah, you basically.
You're a polar bear.
He sets it to Arctic breeze.
I do. Yeah. And literally, Katrina has the comforter.
that sounds like his douche.
Sounds like a perfume.
Yeah.
What's that smell, Justin?
Oh, it's Arctic breeze. Thank you for noticing.
He does that so good right there. Dude, that just reminds me. I have to tell you guys a story.
Yeah, go with the story.
Listen to this. This happened to me yesterday, okay? So I got to set the stage for this. So when this is at Orange Theory, okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm at Orange Theory, and it's the 4 o'clock class is what I teach. I always get there about a half hour, 45 minutes early, just so I could see what the workout is.
You're just a good employee.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's perfect.
Responsible.
Yeah, yeah. So I go down there. Dave is the GM. So buddy of mine, he's been in the fitness industry for a very long time. You know, we hit it off from the moment we met and started working together. Really love the dude. And I'm in there, and I come in early, and we're kind of always, you know, joshing back and forth and stuff, having a good time. And he looks over at me and he goes, "Hey, bro, you gotta go to the bathroom." And I'm like, no. And I'm like, why?
He's like, come with me.
No, no. He goes, because bro, I gotta go in there, and you don't want to come in there after me.
he's already closing people out of going
to the bathroom.
Adam's brilliant. This is Adam. My friend, coolest guy ever. Really like him. He's an awesome guy. Now I'm gonna tell a story about how he told me I was gonna take a stinky shit. Okay.
I had to set the stage.
He's
right?
A disgusting beast.
So, but listen, this is great right here, right? So, why this is so good? I was telling my girl a story, and she was dying laughing. And she's all, "What makes it so funny is this is so out of character for you as it is." And what I mean by out of character is I'm not one to do something to someone else that I can't take myself. Like, so I don't want to embarrass you. If I'm going to embarrass you, it's to a level where...
That you could take it back.
I could take it back, right? Because I know you could come back,
dude,
right?
Did you videotape him?
Just tell me. No. Just tell me you went over the loudspeaker and announced it to everybody.
No, this. Listen to what happened.
That's loud I've done, because I'm an asshole.
See, woo! And that is what I wouldn't put him on blast in front of everybody. So the bathroom's there, okay? The bathrooms are single stall and one urinal. So only two people really fit in it. And he goes in there, and I know
so
he's
only
in.
One person can take a shit
yes.
at a time.
Yeah,
unless you want to take a shit like your
unless
drunk friend in the urinal.
And the other guy's
so,
peeing. Like,
never
God,
seen that
this
before.
Is,
so
this
that
is
being
never fun.
That being said, I know that if I go in there, that it's just him and I in there, so I can be funny and like give him a hard time while he's taking it. You know, interrupt his privacy, right? So I give him a few minutes. I give him like 4 or 5 minutes to get in there and get situated, because you know when you're gonna do a business like that, it's like
it's a production.
Yeah, it's a production. Yeah. You probably take your shoes off. You get your iPhone out. Get on Instagram.
Take your shirt off.
I got a special pillow I bring with me.
Yeah, right. So I gotta get all comfortable with myself.
It's my
too.
Shitting pillow.
So I go in there finally, right? So I go, okay, I'm gonna go mess with him, right? So it's been a few minutes. So I go walking in. Now, okay, you have to know this too about the Orange Theory, the way this works is if you're there a half hour before a class, there's nobody there because everyone shows up like 5 minutes before. You've already signed up for the class. You have a reserve spot. So there's no reason for you to even get to the gym until it's time to start.
So the flood doesn't start till 5 minutes.
So it's really just us employees in there, right? We're just us employees there.
Great time to shit.
The only time somebody gets there like a half hour early or something like that is if it's their very first time there and they have to learn everything. So, you know, I know that it's just Dave and the employees that are there. So I go.
Did he still have his heart rate monitor on while he was
No, he didn't.
What?
Using the red zone. Using the brown zone. Damn it.
So I go walking in. Okay, I go walking in, and it does smell awful. It smells awful. And when I walk in, of course I have to make a big deal. Oh my God, Jesus Christ, who's shit in here? It's just
real loud.
I'm making a big scene inside the bathroom. But it's like I said, it's just me and him inside there. Yeah. So
not a big deal.
That's right? Normal. But then he doesn't say anything to me. And I can see his feet underneath the fucking door. So I know he's. I'm like,
oh no.
This motherfucker doesn't say anything to me, right? So I'm pissing.
I know what happened.
And I get done pissing and I'm washing my hands. And out walks a new member. It's his first day. It's his fucking first day in the gym.
God damn it.
And I'm washing my hands, and he looks at me in the reflection of the mirror, and he's just like, hey, and just keeps walking. I'm like, oh, I felt like such a dick, bro. And I'm like, I'm so embarrassed right now. I went to go embarrass Dave. I ended up embarrassing him. Somehow they
did. That's what you get, dude. That's karma.
What did you say to him after?
Oh, so, okay. So you're a green star, right? So after, or what we call a first timer is called a green star. Their first time inside the gym. Never been there. He's never been in there before.
What a great experience.
So he was inside.
He's already making an impact.
He was inside the stall changing his clothes and putting his heart rate monitor on. And all I saw was feet under there. Dave had just told me he was walking in there taking shit. It smells like shit. So I just assumed that he was still in there taking the shit, and out walks this brand new member, dude. And I felt so bad. So when the guy's about to take my class, so I'm like, this sucks. I totally talk about starting off on the wrong foot here. This guy's not going to sign up for sure. He thinks I'm an asshole. So I had to walk over to him and I said, dude, I'm so sorry. I said, my buddy Dave said he was going in there to take a big shit. And when I walked in, I smelt it and I thought he was still in there and I totally didn't realize. And he totally played it off and he goes, oh, it's okay, bro. I didn't even hear you. And you did. Yo, bro, I screamed. Like, it was a one-stall bathroom, you and I. Like, I made a big deal about it for, like, 30 seconds. It wasn't just like I walked in like, oh, gross. I walked, oh, my God, blah, blah, blah. I made this big old deal. I could not believe he didn't say anything to me. So embarrassed, dude. Oh, I felt like such a dick.
If I was that guy, I'd just be like, dude, if I shit, you would have known. And then just walked away.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's his only comeback.
Yeah.
Just imagine being that guy, though, when you walk out, your first time at this facility, you don't know what's going on. You walk out and you see this tattooed meatball.
I don't even care anymore. I don't even care. I'm getting old now.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm with you.
I used to be the guy in the bathroom. You gotta take a poop, and someone walks in, and you wait for some kind of noise to drop the deuce because you don't want anybody to hear you shitting, even though you're in the bathroom on the toilet. I don't care now.
Well, you got to pinch it just, you know, so it squeezes out. It's not like a boom. I'm just like,
boom.
Yeah.
Take that.
You can't just relax. Now you can relax.
We are those guys that don't care. Yeah. I mean, and I would too. I would handle that.
I would walk out and high five.
I have a buddy that we would, when if we went out and drank, this was his like signature move. And it's it fucking kills me every time. It's like the funniest thing, but it's so stupid. We would get hammered, go out drunk, go in the bathroom. He'd go to the urinal and he'd pull his pants all the way down to his ankles to pee in the urinal. So he looks like a 2-year-old taking a piss.
I love it.
You know, it's the stupidest thing, but it's hilarious.
And then you walk behind him and slap him in the ass and say, good game.
Right in the cheeks.
Well, were we doing I know Justin remembers this. I don't know if you, do you remember the post that I did of the guy that pulls his pants down like
yes.
this?
Yes. Yeah.
Dude, it went viral.
Then you got in trouble. They took that down.
Yeah. It's okay. It went viral. So it literally hit like 10,000 people like within like an hour, bro.
And you got in trouble.
Yeah. People love that stuff. And then they ripped it. I'm like, come on. That was such a good one, dude. Yeah. It was such a good post. It was so like incognito. I took a picture over, like I was taking a selfie because it was in the reflection of the mirror. And in the reflection of the mirror is this like probably 45, 50-year-old man taking a piss with his fucking underwear or his pants all the way down to the back of his knees.
That's probably my friend.
So all you see is his bare white ass, like while he's standing at the urinal. I'm just
it's
like
doing it gangster.
It's comfortable right that way, I think. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're like natural.
Zippers.
It feels think I haven't tried it. I've tried it. It just feels weird.
It's natural.
No, it doesn't feel natural.
Why not?
It feels weird.
It's natural.
You know what'd be even better is if you get like those basketball warm-ups and then just take it all shit off and then just start peeing.
What about the dudes?
That's what I'm doing.
What about the dudes that don't pull, like they're wearing shorts? They don't pull down the shorts
to pee.
They
lift their shirt.
They pull
like
up
this.
The leg.
to pull out, yeah, to go out the leg.
That is the funniest thing.
You ever see that shit?
Oh, all the time.
So,
so
you walk behind the guy and he's got one like short,
like
you
got a little hidden creature in there. You're feeding
and
him.
And it's like, it's pulled way up in his crotch because he wanted he had to pull his dick out through the bottom part of his shorts. Yeah. Which, like, come on, bro.
Yeah. Sorry, my anaconda.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
Yeah, even the biggest dick doesn't even need to have that done. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, to me, that's so overkill and it's so funny. It's like, look at me, I'm pissing out the side of my shorts. Because I can. Because I can.
Yeah. Oh, no. Look, the turtle's coming out.
Hey, yeah. I wear skinny jeans and I still can do that. Hey, Justin, I want you to tell us, you brought this up like 5 times already.
You're what, like, are you talking? I didn't bring it up.
Guys, I got to tell my ghost story.
I brought I it tell up my like, ghost story. Like when we first started podcasting, and I was like, dude, I have like stories.
I got a ghost story.
I get fucking muscled out with Jim and all these other stories you guys have.
That's not true. Just because you start a story and then you end it like right in the middle.
Well, that's very true.
Yeah,
very
Justin's true. It was December 24th. It was a cold winter. Like, oh my God, get to the point. So
that's not how it goes.
Are you guys Seinfeld fans? Did you guys watch Seinfeld?
Yeah.
I love Seinfeld. And I don't know if I've seen every single episode. I don't know if you remember this episode where George, he talks about how you leave a story or leave a room. He has a hard time telling stories and some of that. So they talk about that. And he talks about you got to learn to leave right on the climax. As soon as you get a laugh or whatever like that, just boom, just walk away.
Okay, all right, see you later.
Yeah, so he's like in a meeting and he's like talking and he says something.
That's probably
like,
where I get that from.
Everybody chuckles and he just walks out of the room. Everyone's like,
you got to leave on a high.
That's
that's it, yeah, man.
Well, so it came up again because in the forum, one of our forum members is asking about, you know, say something about yourself that nobody knows or, you know, whatever. And so this guy posts, he has a fear of closets, and it has to do with ghosts. So it reminded me, fuck, he's been wanting to tell this ghost story. But before you do, this is what I think of people who tell ghost stories. They're, for me personally, and I hope you don't get offended, it reminds me of people that look at like the pyramids.
Like aliens are real.
Like they look at the pyramids, right? Or they look at some ancient something, and they're like, oh my God, how did humans build this so long ago? It must have been fucking aliens. Like, they go from one end, you know, for the discussion starts over here, and they're like, it's aliens. So people with ghost stories, it makes me think.
So that's what
like, I heard a noise. It was a ghost.
I know.
All right, so tell your story.
Wait.
Yeah, thanks for setting me up, the asshole.
The aliens didn't build the pyramids?
I don't know. Maybe they did, but okay. They probably didn't, is all I'm saying.
Yeah. It's because you ignore, like, you know, 50% of what's going on in the world.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
That's why.
My brother-in-law is a big alien, like, and I don't say there's not aliens. I just don't think they fucking came here light years away from some distant galaxy.
You believe in string theory, right? Am I right?
Maybe,
string theory? But yeah, there's dimensions, pal.
Super advanced species.
Yeah.
They come here and they're like, hey, we just discovered this new species of creature. Let's build some fucking pyramids for them and leave. Like, yeah. It doesn't seem like, I don't know, it just seems weird. You know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I know. I actually love watching those shows because I just love their conspiracy ideas and like, it's so good. It's like the best stories ever.
Because I can make some shit up too.
That's what I'm saying. But like, I watch it like it's like the most awesome story, you know?
All right, so I want to hear about your ghost story. Why are you afraid of closets? That's what you said. You said that on the forum.
Yeah, because, and I had to preface that I'm not stuck in the closet.
Yeah, he's way out.
I'm scared of the closet. So when I was a kid, and
how old?
God, why'd you have to say all that shit? You make me all like, you know, self-conscious about it. Like, oh, you sound like a fucking idiot.
No. All right.
I'm so scientific and rational about every fucking thing in the world. Nothing weird ever happens.
Dude, do not.
And science.
Do not let this science nerd get to you, bro. These guys, fucking get out of here.
All right, tell me.
Okay, so when I had this childish kind of brain and I was only thinking with my prefrontal cortex, I was experiencing weird phenomena. And,
No, so tell us about what happened when you were
here,
bro.
So
is this before or after you played football got hit?
I'll take that one. All right. Yeah. No, this is before. I was and this was in my own house. So I've had weird dreams and weird things happen to me. I'm not lying. Like, weird shit's happened to me. I woke up in the middle of the night and there was like a light on. And so I thought rationally that, you know, somebody left the light on or whatever. And you know, it just basically what happened was there's this shadow that started forming that came underneath my door and through the light, and it basically created this image of this thing, and it was like a smoky black color, and then all of a sudden, boom, it went right back under the door, left, the light was off, everything was off, and I woke up freaking the fuck out. And then I went back to sleep thinking nothing of it. My brother, he wakes up the next morning, he has the same description, the same thing that happened to him, you know, that morning. So we were tripping out about that. We're like, wow, that's just,
did you guys,
we're
did you guys
dreaming it.
Were you guys growing up in the same rooms, or you guys actually
even separate rooms?
Wow, separate rooms.
Separate rooms.
So the entity visited you and
break
him.
That down, yeah. Science nerd.
So no, not yet, because I got way more. Oh. Like that was like my first experience. And then like in the closet being the closet, like, so I grew up in a pretty religious home. And so obviously, you know, there's fanciful things about paranormal things like demons and, you know, all these kinds of things. And so all that stuff, like when I used to sit in church, like this is where my whole tattoo thing came from, because I would focus on imagery. And so anyways, like when I'm talking about like the closet, I was reading the Bible, and all of a sudden, like all these crazy noises and like shit was flying in my closet and like knocking stuff over and all this kind of stuff. And then you know, and then I stopped and I was freaking out. I'm like, this is crazy. And so I stopped. And I mean, it kind of went away for a while. Like I didn't have any more like weird experiences. But then in college, you know, it was like thrilling almost, the fact that like I would reflect back on those stories and like, oh, that was weird. You know, that wasn't real. None of that really happened or whatever. And so we're trying to like scare each other, and we're going on this trip. It was like Halloween, and we were in, I think it was in Iowa, and there was this like old abandoned church that was out in like a cornfield. And I was like, this is how horror movies start, you know?
Oh, totally.
And we're just like freaking each other, like, ah. And so, you know, whatever you want to call it, as far as we're all just getting hyped, you know, trying to like, you know, mess with each other, which I think is what really happened. But we get up to the church, and I'm just like, I'm trying to like, you know, push my buddy into it, and like, you go in, like, you go in. And he grabs the handle of the church, and he's just like, ow! I'm like, stop fucking with me, you know, like, stop messing with me. And he's like, dude, he's like, grab that handle, dude. It freaking burned my hand. And so I went up to the handle of the church, and it was like, and I grabbed onto it, and it seriously scalded my hand. And it left like a crazy big red like mark on my hand that got burned. And I was just like, ah! And then we ran, and you know, all that shit.
Obviously that was fucking demons.
I mean,
there's no other.
Wait, there's more.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, and before we rationalize all of these events, I'm going to collect some data for you there, Sal, and you can put it in your computer, and you can fucking put it all together for me in a nice rational manner. Anyway, so basically the next time I had an experience, I was with my friend. We were at this actually local up in Boulder Creek, and Boulder Creek has some weird shit going on. Like they have like witches and all this like weird stuff up there in those mountains. And I'm serious. It's serious. Like,
yeah, if you go online,
research it.
You do. If you go online and look it up, Boulder Creek is
it's crazy.
It's a hotbed of paranormal craziness.
Well, just weird people.
I made that up.
Yeah, I know you did. So I felt the sarcasm immediately coming out of your mouth. Anyways, so like I was up, my friend lived in this, it was like a child care center like a long time ago, but like they had rented it out. And
well, fuck.
So here we go.
Dead children.
Here we go.
That's always fucking
thank
ghosts.
Thank you. Thank you. Don't try and, you know, I'm getting there. So we always needed a place to jam, because I was like trying to really hard to make this band happen. And so me and my friend, one of my other friends was upstairs, and we were downstairs, and yes, we did have some drinks, so you can put that one up there as a possibility.
Well, they say that when you're intoxicated, you actually become more in touch
with the spirit.
That's another
side.
Bullshit.
I just made that up too.
And so anyway,
that's why they call them spirits.
Right.
Thanks for that.
You're
one,
putting
Doug.
Spirits into your
mouth.
Hey, Doug saw an eagle, so fuck off. That's what I'm saying. But see, Doug saw an eagle, so he's on my team.
But look at Doug right now. Look at him for 2 seconds.
He does kind of take on the form of an eagle. You're right. His whole demeanor turns into
Doug,
eagle.
Doug, do the spread eagle. Show him what I'm talking about.
No. He really did it. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're jamming. I have an amp and I have an electric guitar. My friend has an electric guitar and he writes this. I'm sorry, bro, but it was a fucking stupid song. It's like Evil Dead. We just watched.
Well, you guys are playing heavy metal. You're obviously going to
summon
the devil.
Exactly.
Because he likes heavy
bro,
metal.
Bro, quit interrupting me. He has a hard enough time telling stories.
For fuck's sake. I'm on a roll. Anyways, so he's playing this song. He starts repeating this part of the chorus. It's like, Evil Dead in my head, Evil Dead in my head. And we're like jamming on it and everything. And we keep playing, and then we hear this weird voice in the background, like, singing with us. And it's like, Evil Dead in my head, Evil Dead. And then it was like, and it was even higher, started going even higher pitch, and we both stopped playing immediately. And I was looking at him, and he's looking at me. I'm like, dude, you fucking, like, body language-wise, like, you fucking hear this, dude? Do you hear this? And he's just like, dude. And so I stopped playing, and the thing kept singing. It was like,
it kept going.
Evil Dead. And then it started trailing off. It was like, and then it fucking like faded out. Like, no, I'm sorry. I forgot that I unplugged the amp. So that it was not like it was any kind of reverb or any kind of like feedback. And it kept singing, and then it went away. And then we just stopped and we're like, oh shit. And we went up and told my friend. He's like, this is fucking, he was high. he was like,
drop the mic right there, bro. Just boom, drop the mic.
And I'm done. Sal, rationalize, please.
Fuck. I don't know how I can rationalize that. You obviously, that was obviously ghosts and demons and shit, bro.
Right.
So, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, if you go by this guy's theory, it's a glitch in the matrix is what it was.
Yeah, that's why I brought up string theory, because we all have, you know, versions of ourselves in other dimensions. And maybe I was talking to myself who was messing with myself and...
Also singing the song, too.
Singing the song, right?
Because you are a dick.
I am.
You would totally fuck with you.
I bully the shit out of myself.
If you were in another dimension and you found yourself...
Yeah.
What would you do?
I would be like,
fuck with you.
I would be like Bill and Ted, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, that you dick, Bill. And then he pushes himself off the cliff.
Yeah. So that's
just like that.
Yeah. I'll tell you a story. I'll tell you a ghost story. So,
you have one?
Do I have one? Well, maybe, kind of. So,
you can tell your smirk already.
So I used to work with, my whole staff was women, and there was these two girls that were like super into, you know, this kind of stuff, like spirits and energies and the universe and all that kind of stuff.
This is when you ran that strip club?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bada boom.
Excellent.
It's like bada bing, but call. So they used to talk about this kind of stuff all the time. You know, the stars align today. That's why everybody's acting weird. Or, you know, I'm in a bad mood because it's a full moon. Like, that was always the explanation for. Now, I'm the eternal skeptic for anything. I'm a skeptic. Now, I can't disprove it, but the burden of proof lies in the person who's making the claim. So that's usually where I leave things at. Anyhow, so we're sitting there one day, we're training clients, and it's just me and my client and her client. And in the front of the gym, we had a punching bag. Well, we had the doors open because it was hot. The mailman comes in to drop off the mail, and he's super quiet, doesn't make any noise. And what he does, he walks by the punching bag, and he kind of pushes it with his hand a little bit and then walks out. She didn't see this.
Okay.
So she turns around and she looks at the punching bag. And she makes this face, and then she looks at me. She goes, Sal, look at the punching bag. And I knew what happened. I saw the guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I look at it. I'm like, why is it moving? She goes, I told you. I knew it. Today was weird. There's crazy shit, crazy energies in here right now. And I look at her and I'm like, the fucking mailman pushed it with his hand. I saw. But the reason why I'm telling that story is because it's like the first place she went was a ghost.
Yeah, that was her first.
That was the first fucking place. Why is that the first place you go? There's about a million things you could list before
Well, that's just like anything. Yeah, if you're looking for it that and you're focused on it, like it. And this is a stupid example, but like if you just bought like a Ford Bronco, you start noticing see everybody with a Ford Bronco.
That's very true.
Yeah.
So, Adam, do you have any ghost stories?
I don't have ghost stories, but you guys just reminded me of something. God, I feel god awful of this. Boy, if my brother is listening to this, I don't think my brother listens to this. Bro, I love you if you are, and I you know I just thought of something that I don't think we've ever talked about this. So, my younger brother, who's my stepbrother, he is 3.5 years younger than me. And when we were younger, my mom used to like to leave us alone when we were young kids. So she would leave me and my sister, who's 1 year younger than me, and we'd be responsible for our younger siblings. Well, it's me and my cousin, and we're the same age, and we've got my little brother with us, who's 3 or 4 years younger than us. Now, I have to be, let's see here, fourth grade. What are you in fourth grade?
9.
Okay, so I'm like 8 or 9 years old. He's about 5 or 6 years old. Mm-hmm. And we're home alone. And we used to live up in the country, up in the hills. And we had this house where the living room was all these big picture windows. It was literally like 6 picture windows all the way around. And we're up on the top of this hill. And now I look back now and it was, God, there was these, we used to have beautiful skies because we were up north. So we're a little bit closer. So I don't know if when you go up camping, you guys ever notice that you can see the Milky Way and you can see things that we can't see through the fucking layer of smog down here and stuff, right? So the sky would just look just extraordinary compared to what we see down here. And it was one of these nights where it looked crazy. The sky looked like it was on fire, purple and red. And just the whole thing was these clouds and colored like that. And it was, you could hear the thunder coming and stuff like that. And, you know, my little brother was getting kind of scared. And instead of like, oh, this is so bad. I can't tell this story.
You were a dick.
Oh God, we were. So instead,
to your 5 year old.
Yeah,
he's a little.
He's probably six. He's probably six.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah, he's probably six.
Oh, happy birthday!
He's no more than, he's no more than
6 years old. Welcome to the real world, motherfucker.
Well, remember, I'm only like an 8 or a 9 year old, so I'm not like this like mature, smart kid. You know, I'm just a little punk kid, right? With his little brother, his punk brother that he's trying to punk, right? And my cousin used to.
What a dick.
So we start telling him that the world's coming to an end.
Oh, no, you don't.
And this is the beginning of it. And so God, we're so bad. I think we even pushed it to the point where he was close to crying. But we definitely pushed it far enough to where we got him to sit down and write down a will of all the things that he wanted.
No, and you're like all his toys, fighting he, for all his
all his toys he wanted to give away and this and that, who he wanted to say goodbye to. And
like, oh, my God.
We had him write all this stuff out. Yeah, no, I feel awful for that. So this is me saying, because I did not even think of that memory until right
bro,
now.
Bro, you just reminded me of all the horrible shit I did to my siblings.
Yeah.
Bro, I did some shit.
Me too.
One time, my mom left me home with my brother. Who's God? What is he? He's 6 years younger than me. I don't know how old I was. I must have been 12, so he was probably 6. He would do anything I tell him because he looked up to me, and so I thought oh, it's gonna be so, like I said, put your hands up to your face, like in Home Alone. You know, the kid puts his hands up next to his cheeks or whatever, and I said, I'll duct tape. I'm gonna duct tape your hands to your head. So I wrapped his head and his hands in duct tape, so it's like he's stuck to his own head. And then
he let you do this.
He just fucking let me do whatever I want. So he let me do that, and then he chased me around and we'd laugh and I'd crack up and he'd be like, I can't get my hands off, and I'd die laughing, die laughing. So then it's like, oh, it's time to take the duct tape off because mom's coming home. Well, I use the fucking gray, like the hardcore gray duct tape.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? The one that I could literally probably strengthen a car with. Like, it's strong if you use it properly. So we tried to take it off, and that shit wasn't coming off, dude. So I had to put him in the shower, and I had to cut his hair and shit to get that out. And that little guy, he was crying. And I'm like, fuck, hurry up. Mom's coming home. So after he gets out of the shower, and he's all like, oh, he's all tearing up and shit. So I had a pocket knife that he loved. So I said, I'm going to give you this if you promise not to tell Mom. He never told. For duct taping his hands to his face.
She didn't pick up on the choppy haircut?
No. He never told on me.
Bro,
I used to fucking do horrible. And you know what else I used to do? My if one of them would wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom and I woke up, I'd sneak in their room and I did this to both my brother and my sister, and I'd go under their bed.
Yeah.
So I did this to my sister once. I went under her bed. She went to the bathroom, went under the bed, and I waited under her bed until she got in bed.
Oh my God.
And I'd wait, like, I was such a dick. Like, so I would wait like a good amount of time. Like, they need to be asleep for this shit to work. You know what I'm saying? So I'd wait like 10 minutes patiently. And then I'd put my hands under their bed and I'd like shake it, jolt it a little bit.
Oh my God.
So I could hear them wake up. And then I'd like
just shake the fuck out of it. Like, and they'd be like, ah,
that's a great prank.
Yeah, and I'd get out and I'd be like, ha,
that's a great prank.
And they'd be traumatized.
Yeah. That's a great prank right there. We used to, God, we used to terror. You know,
so
those
maybe it was my brother is what you're trying to say.
I don't know, maybe.
You know what? Those were good. Like, I used to do stuff that I thought was really funny, but looking back, I'm like, God, those were kind of mean, you know?
Mean.
But, yeah, they were mean, but I thought they were funny as a kid, and I didn't mean any harm, and my sister and I, we laugh about it all the time, because she was definitely, being 1 year younger than me, and she'd always bring her girlfriends over. Like, she was the one to get all the time. And I remember one time, this is the same house, in that big living room, we used to have a wood fire stove. You know, those big black ones that heat the whole house, right? Yeah. So had one of those wood fire stoves. And my sister was, like, really good about saving her money. Like, she used to, whatever change or dollars or anything that she ever got as a young kid, she used to always save it. So, and we used to tease her about being stingy with her money and stuff like that. Well, I got a quarter, and I said it was hers. But at first, I put it on the hot stove for like 5 minutes.
Oh my God!
And she was in the other room, and then I knocked it off the stove real quick, so it was onto the ground. And then I yelled at her. I said, "Cassie, I took your quarter." And then she come running in. She
picks
sees
up the hot ass quarter.
Oh, she sees a quarter. She grabs it, picks the quarter up, and screams because it fucking scolds her hand. She's got fucking Washington in her fucking hand right now. And so I got in big trouble for that one. I got in big trouble one time too when she had a friend over. And we used to have to rotate as kids. One night I had to cook dinner, and one night I had to set the table, one night I had to do dishes, and we all rotated. My mom was smart about putting us all to work really early. So it was my night to set the table. Well, part of setting the table is you get all the settings all out, you get everybody a glass of water, and you pour everybody a glass of water. So I think it's a good idea to put vinegar in my sister and her friend's glass of water instead of water. So I pour everybody else a glass of water, then I pour vinegar in theirs. And when we're getting ready to start dinner, and then we say grace. After we say grace, everybody goes to chow in. And my sister takes a big-ass gulp of that vinegar, out spits all this vinegar all over the table and all over the food.
Wow.
Yes, yeah, so I got pretty big trouble for that one. Almost as much trouble as I got in for – you remember when you guys used to put shaving cream on someone's hand and you tickle their face?
Make them slap
That works. So if you get somebody who sleeps hard enough, it actually is hilarious to do that to them. So this became like a prank that we were doing all the time because
unless
I could not
pee on you instead.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that actually worked. That people would just keep slapping themselves in the face with all this shaving cream. If you take it, works so well. So I got my buddies over, my sister's got her friend over, and you know, of course, we're waiting till they fall asleep, and you know, we're gonna do the shaving cream trick. Well, I go in the bathroom. There's no shaving cream.
So we put razor blades.
Well, yeah. So I'm going through the medicine cabinet. I'm looking for like some sort of soapy thing. Like what could be funny to like get it? And the only thing I could find is this tube of Desitin.
No.
So I squeeze Desitin.
That's fucking diaper rash.
Yeah, it's diaper rash. And let me tell you, when you put a bunch of it on, it like works like plaster. So my sister fucking whack hits herself in the face. Puts this Desitin all over her face. And then when she goes up in the middle of the night to wipe it off, she just wipes it off and goes back to sleep. So she wakes up and like her whole side of her face is like bleached. It like bleached the side of her face.
Oh my God.
So she couldn't go to school the next day. And my mom was pissed. Wow. And my sister was pissed for that one.
Yeah, when you're the oldest, you're pretty much a tyrant until you grow up a little bit and realize that you're...
Yeah, you know, you shouldn't be such a dick. My brother up.
Just straightforward?
Yeah.
Just kicked his ass all the time?
Ran after him.
I could so see that, too. That's just so... Isn't that so our personalities? Like, I'll be like the little conniving,
oh,
like little
clever,
shit.
Dude.
Yeah, clever. Justin's just like, hey, come here.
Yeah.
You know, just...
I kicked holes in doors and punched walls and, yeah, all that shit. Actually, I did clever, funny stuff more with, like, kids that were younger than me. Maybe that's the thing, right? Because me and my best friend was this girl... growing up, and we were next door, and I had no idea I did this. I don't even know if I told this on the podcast or not, but it's one of those I feel like super bad for. Like I can't
this
believe
this is your
like,
apology.
I had no apologize.
Let it out.
Barrett, I'm sorry, bro. Basically, what happened was we were playing. What was it? We were eating some crackers, and he was like, "I want some crackers," or whatever. Or no, I'm sorry. I screwed that up. It was brownies. We were eating brownies. And so we were eating brownies and all this stuff. And he's like, "I want to eat a brownie. You guys got any more brownies?" I'm like, "Oh, yeah, I got a brownie for you. I got a brownie." So I went and to go grab the brownie on this table, and like I look on the ground, and there was like some dog shit.
No, you did. Wow. You put dog shit.
I put a sandwich of like brownie you and gave, dog shit.
You gave him dog shit?
Gave it back.
But that's another
him,
level.
And he put it in his mouth.
Bro, you crossed the line.
I know. I feel horrible.
You crossed the line.
He fucking took a bite of it.
He took a bite of a dog shit.
But I seriously, it must have blocked it out of my memory.
But that's horrible. Because
he told me this like way later in life.
What did he do when he took a bite of the dog shit?
I was like, dude, I was like, how can you even talk to me right now? Like, that's like horrible. Bro,
did I tell you guys about the time I had to take a shit in the backyard?
No.
What? Like, you got locked out of your house or something?
I had to take a shit in the backyard, bro.
Did people see you?
Bro. I was like, let's see. How old are you in sixth grade? 11? 11, 12? So I'm like 11 years, so I'm like old enough to be really embarrassed about stuff. And I'm walking home, and my mom never would give me a key to the house because she was always like, you're going to lose it, and then someone will have a key to the house. So sometimes she would be home, and sometimes she wouldn't be, and I'd have to wait. And this has happened to me before. I did not, first of all, when I was a kid, I couldn't shit anywhere but my house. Like, it just wasn't going to happen. So I held it. And so by the end of the school day, it's like, this needs to happen.
It's been brewing all day.
Been brewing. So I'd walk home. And of course, you can't run home when you need to shit. You have to walk.
Yeah, absolutely. Because
if you run, things get jarred.
Oh, yeah.
You might have an accident. So I walk home, and I would break in through the bathroom window. Well, I told her about this, and I said, Mom, I had to break in through the bathroom window again because you don't give me a key. And she's like, oh, you can do that? So little do I know, she puts a new lock on the bathroom window. Fast forward, I don't know how much forward, maybe a month later, the shit happens again. I'm walking home, and I'm like, this is bad. And it's hot. And you know, it hits you in waves. It's like, you know, you got to stop. You got to kind of block the onslaught, and then you get a little break for 2 seconds. And so this is happening all the way home. I get home, and I try to break open the bathroom window, and it isn't moving. So I'm yanking on this thing. It's not moving. And I'm like, do I break the window and deal with, like, but I'd realized, like, I don't even have time to break this window. This is happening.
This is coming
right now, dude. So
coming
I go
in hot.
You're like, the dog shits on the lawn. Why can't I?
Bro. So I so I try to find a corner of the backyard where, like, hopefully nobody.
Did you do that like scratch thing after you were done?
Bro.
I can't, kinda like, so, you know, kick dirt on it.
I can't help but picture you. You probably look just like my bulldogs, dude. Bro,
they look at you with this weird, like, sad face. Like,
Bro, so I squat down. And I take a shit in my own backyard, right? So now,
did you at least have newspapers?
Bro, I was just going to say. Grass. So I got through one tragedy, but now, boom, I get, shitting.
Aftermath.
I'm shitting. Uh-oh, now, what am I going to use to wipe my ass with?
You're like, I didn't think that far.
I'm like, well, you don't think, like, what am I going to use? I'm in the backyard. I'm like,
the
nothing.
Hose or what?
Bro, I'm like, there's nothing.
It's just straight blasted.
So I kind of halfway pull up my pants and try to kind of waddle over to the side and go in the garage. And my dad has these, like, really, like, rough.
The blue ones? The, like, blue paper towels that,
like,
are,
like, the paper
sandpaper paper towels?
Yeah, you use to, like you use
to wipe grease off of an engine?
Yeah, like, you use it to, like, wipe cement off the fucking, you know, the wall or something. So I basically wipe my ass. I had, like, scrape my ass clean with that stuff. And then I get the shovel and I dig it. I dig a hole and I bury it. And then my mom comes home and I'm just mad.
I dig a hole.
And she's looking at me and she's like, why are you so angry? And I'm like, I had to shit in the backyard. She's like, what? She started laughing.
You know, this reminds me of the post I just did about single ply and two ply.
Oh, that's a good story.
I have a buddy who still.
I buy single ply.
You do not.
It's the cheap Costco. Is that single ply?
Yeah. You buy. No, it's not. No, Kirkland. The Kirkland stuff is not.
That's double ply?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, okay. Wow. It gets thinner than that?
Bro, single ply. Yeah, right. When you do a single ply, if you literally just took your single ply and you didn't fold over five times and you wipe your ass, your finger goes through it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, bro.
It's like what you get at those public.
Some people
bathrooms.
Pay a lot of money for that. You know what I mean?
I have a buddy who still does it. It doesn't make sense to me because even though you're saving 20 to 30% on the price of the roll, you end up using 50% more of the fucking roll to wipe your ass because the paper thin ass ply is not good enough.
You know what?
You gotta make a snowball of it, you know, just get around all
that. Yeah, are you okay, let's go around here. I wanna know each one of you here. Are you a folder or a crumpler?
What?
Do you I don't give a fuck.
Do you fold your toilet paper or do you crumple it up and you wipe?
Oh, I just grab it,
I
and
fold.
Then go.
Yeah, see, Doug, I could tell. See, I could. If I had to guess,
he's a neat freak.
This is not a good. This is not a good question. I got a good question for you.
No,
this is a good.
Why? Do you stand and wipe or do you sit?
Yes.
Yes.
That's the question.
No, I started as a stander.
People either stand
and
or they
turned,
sit.
I turned into a sitter.
You sit and stand?
I do the first.
You start with the sit?
Yeah, I do. God, we are going to go into this detail right now,
bro.
I do both.
You got to sit. It's so much easier.
I do both.
You get more.
But how do you reach around? Like you go.
What do you mean? How do you reach around?
You got to do a little
go-go gadget arm,
bro. He's
you remember
like,
when I couldn't get out of the pool?
A functional training.
I guess I have functional like flexibility, training. And you know what I mean. Like I, you know, have shoulder mobility.
I tell you
on
what.
My side.
When I hit 240,
great for reaching around.
I would break a sweat going to the bathroom trying to wipe afterwards. I'll never forget that feeling because I remember thinking to myself, "Wow, this is what somebody like really obese." Has to feel like, if not 10 times worse than this.
No, they don't wipe. I trained somebody that worked in facilities that would help the super obese.
Yeah.
And she says they don't wipe.
Oh, my God. That's a
it's
horrible
too much.
Thought.
But, well, how are you going to wipe? Imagine like the
dude,
gravity.
I don't even have to imagine. Go, I knew what it was like. But I'm not kidding around with you.
Well, I'm
exaggerating.
Done.
When I was a freaking 240 fucking ball, just tight ball of muscle, I had like the worst range of motion ever, and I would literally just be pouring down sweat from going to the bathroom because it was like a workout to go back there and wipe.
You do realize that? So you're what, 6'3"?
Yeah,
I'm 6 foot, so I'm 3 inches shorter than you. You do realize I used to, up until probably about 4 years ago, I would bulk up in the winter to about 235, 240.
No, I know you've told me that. I've seen you before that big, so you were definitely giant.
I can gain if I want. I can put it on.
I see you don't. You don't remember taking a shit was an issue then because it was for me.
No, because I'm a stander.
Yeah.
But people get confused because you don't stand and clench. That's what people are like, oh, don't stand. You get the shit out. No. You stand, but you got to maintain the anterior pelvic tilt. You have to maintain the spread.
You do both.
Huh?
I do both. See, you're also.
Doug, is this. Would it be inappropriate to create a guide on something like this?
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like there's a few things we're experts on.
I could teach you how to get more range of motion. So this isn't even an issue.
I'm sure it'd sell like hotcakes.
Like, yeah, because right. Adam is, when it comes to ass cleaning, the guy.
I'm the sparkly tank guy, dude.
He is.
Yeah.
He is.
There's a method to
you
all
got
of this.
The wipes. Yeah.
You first of all, you know, crumpling is not as good as folding. Folding, you're guaranteed to cover that same surface area time. Crumpling, you know, you may hit the same surface area one time, another time you may not. You know, so you're guaranteed you fold correctly. You're definitely going to hit more that way. So I'm a huge advocate of folders. I am a huge advocate of sitters and standers. So
you're an advocate?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm here today to support everybody, sitters and standers.
I do. I support sitters and standers, but I think you should do both. So when you first initial two wipes should be sitting. And the next backup two wipes with the baby wipes should be standing.
Yeah. So you know you're gangster if you can like lean forward, hover, and reach underneath.
Oh, that's
and just pull it towards your nuts?
Yes. That's how your mom teaches your little sister to wipe.
Dude. Hey, I got
when
flexibility.
Pee. Well, not when they shit, bro. That's how you get an infection.
Just you have a vagina.
Hey, now you know.
Let's be honest.
Now you know why your balls are so
it's
stinky,
not touching
bro.
It. Hey man,
I don't understand why my balls are so smelly.
How
why do they
happen?
Smell like my butt all the time?
How did this happen? Well, now I know.
He's like complaining. My wife won't lick my balls. Oh, I don't know why,
dude. If you
and it's my thing.
If you're just now tuning into Mind Pump and you never listened to Sparkly Taints, it's a must listen to episode in the back because I definitely go over. Baby wipes, and I
feel like this is part two.
Part two,
yeah.
It is kind of part two.
This is number two.
This is definitely number two.
Yeah,
we've been covering the number two.
We have quite a bit. Actually,
we even mentioned the brown zone.
Well, and I started
the brown zone. That's what started us here.
Started the story of telling it. Yeah, so
heart rate.
Got that, Doug? This might have to be a sparkly taint part two.
Yeah, part two.
Part two.
Part two.
I love Doug. Loves it. I mean, I can speak for Doug on this.
He loves talking about poo-poo.
He enjoys it when we talk about nothing other episode. Because then he says,
especially poop.
Just for the listeners, just so they know the process. Then this is what's going to happen. Doug is going to tonight. He's going to upload these to his fucking magical device called a computer. We don't know any of this technical shit. Yeah. Maybe Justin.
Well, listen.
Me and Adam.
Because I believe in it.
Yeah.
So that's the difference, Sal.
So he'll upload it. And then what he'll do is he'll send us the episodes to listen to. And then he'll always be like, that one episode, like, what do I call that?
because you guys talked about nothing. Like, what do I call it? And then we usually give a bunch of suggestions that he ends up picking his own. Anyway. I named it this, guys. Okay.
Alrighty then.
Yeah, right.
This episode is crap.
Yeah, right. We are a fitness podcast that just spent probably the last 35, 40 minutes talking about nothing to do with fitness whatsoever.
Actually,
you might find corn, and we're against GMOs. So. Yeah.
Not to stretch this out too long, but there's this new. I don't know if you guys have seen these things called the squatty potties. Have you seen these?
Okay, I thought you were going to take us in a different direction.
Have you seen these?
So these are like little footstools that you put your feet on.
Oh, someone posted on our forum.
Yes.
Right?
So, and it's true. Here's what happens when you're in an anterior pelvic tilt, when your butt is arched back. There's a muscle that will constrict your colon and reduce.
So it's like pinching it off.
It'll reduce the flow or the relaxation aspect. If you do a posterior pelvic tilt where you kind of tuck your tailbone, that opens everything up and allows you to poop better. And they find that the squatty potty actually helps quite a lot of people.
You so know how the guy who invented that figured that out.
How?
Oh, dude, next time you're constipated, think about what you just naturally do. Like you like suck your core in and you like...
you end up looking like that dog outside.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
He's got that face.
And then the shiver.
Why are you watching me do this?
And then they get the shiver afterwards. Yeah.
The body just naturally goes into that when it wants to. So when you're fighting that, you ever watch how you squirm in the toilet? That's what you're doing.
So hey, we're a health podcast. If you have trouble pooping, try tucking your tailbone, lifting your knees up, and there you go.
It's just like giving birth naturally to a turd.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.